31. Laura Lee Summer. Mary is John's classmate and doesn't do well in study. Today, Mary is in meditation when John comes over.
Hey, Mary, why do you pose like Le Penseur?
Come on, John, give me a break. I'm thinking about my future.
Your future? Isn't your dream to be a full-time housewife?
John, enough with the jokes, okay?
Okay, well, do you have any plan?
Yes, I'm determined to apply for Harvard.
Are you serious? Mary, don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, I do mean it. You can have my word on it.
But why? I remember that you just wanted a plain life and did not want to be a dragon lady.
Yes, but that's because I didn't have confidence in myself and was afraid of speaking out my true thoughts. You know what? Actually, I thought that girls often lose to boys in many ways. Therefore, I believe that girls wouldn't make great achievements even if they could go to Harvard. Yet, I've summoned up the courage to pursue my dream bravely after I read a book entitled Learning Joy from Dogs Without Collars.
So that's an inspirational book?
Yes, it's a memoir and tells a story about a homeless girl who finally became a member of Harvard University.
Who is the author?
Laura Lee Summer. Have you heard about her?
Laura Lee Summer? Maybe a little bit. I'm not sure. Is she famous?
Not very famous, but her book is the bestseller now, and her life experience has inspired many people, especially women.
If it is just because she is a Harvard girl, then that is not a big deal. A lot of girls go to Harvard.
Yes, but don't jump to conclusion before you hear her story.
Okay, tell me. I'm all ears.
Her parents divorced, and she had never seen her father before 19 years old. She lived a miserable life with her mother in childhood. She grew up homeless and moved 20 times before she was 12.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Although her mother loved Laura Lee, she could not give Laura Lee the kind of love that most parents give to their children. So Laura Lee has been an independent girl all along.
Yeah, girls must learn to be self-reliant and independent.
Despite the obstacles she faced in her childhood, Laura Lee was excellent academically, especially in writing, and finally got into Harvard. And she never complained about life and learned to forgive and understand her parents when she grew up.
If I were her, I couldn't promise to forgive my parents.
But Laura Lee is different from you. Besides, she went on to make history in the Ivy League when she became the first woman to join Harvard's varsity wrestling team.
Wow, she is masculine.
After graduating from Harvard, she wrote a memoir titled Learning Joy from Dogs Without Collars, which turned out to be a bestseller.
I have to admit that she is really excellent.
Yes, I knew a lot of girls go to Harvard, but I thought that it was because their family provided them with those good environments and opportunities. I was born into an ordinary family and felt kind of inferior.
Mary, I'm sorry. I didn't notice your true feelings.
Now, I feel that I'm reborn again. Summer's story tells me two things. First, American dream is still alive. Second, women can stand out as well as long as they are self-reliant and independent.
Definitely. I believe that you will make it as long as you have the confidence and the courage to pursue your dream.
Thank you, John. Let's pursue our dreams.